God bless everyone. That was amazing, Peter, and it's great encouragement that how God is really working in your life. And what you shared, Peter, really blessed me, and it's important that this giving side of things, it starts there. When we really begin to practice with God, it really does start there. When we're faithful in that which is least, God will entrust those spiritual riches. And not only that, since you've been practicing that, you've been seeing an increase, you've been seeing things happen for you. And the same thing happened for me when I began this. And so it just increased my faith so much that I realize it works in every area. If we're praying for laborers, if we're praying for healing, whatever we desire and we go before God, He's going to do for us. Like, that's the grace. Grace is that God does the work for each of us as we surrender our hearts to Him. You know, we know it says in James 4:7 that we're to, you know, submit ourselves unto God, resist the devil. But a lot of people, they resist God and submit to the devil, in the sense that they do all the five sense things rather than submitting to God's loving advice and encouragement that we can read in the scriptures that are addressed to us. We think that maybe because we know these scriptures that we're living them. Just because we know something doesn't mean to say we're living it, that we're practicing it. So when we start there in our finances, there's something that we do faithfully. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. And we realize that God is just working the supernatural into the natural. God works His supernatural into our natural. And 2005, I give up my job. And God has taken care of me. See, we have to give up if we're going to go up. You know, in our walk, in our maturity. And we don't have it all right at times. You know, sometimes we can get a bit big-headed or think we know it all. I've been there, and I'm quite humble enough to admit that. You know, because I realise that through these things, God allows us to go through our walk, just like we see our kids grow up. They do stupid things, they go through situation changes, and you can't do anything for them until they're ready in their hearts to learn. And so God is the one that humbles us. And so that we can really understand His love and His goodness to us, because with God, He wants us to, God wants you to benefit. He wants you to see His benefits. It's not that we're going after the right hand of God and seeking the blessing and just that. We're going after the heart of God. We're doing what, you know, like Moses knew the ways of God. We want to know how God really moves. We can read it in the scriptures, we can see things, but what about the knowing? You know, the ginosko, the really knowing from our experience and walking our relationship with the Heavenly Father. So that is just so fantastic, and it's a great witness how God is really prospering you. And He wants to prosper every one of us. And He's going to do that as we focus, as we determine, as we make a decision. Yeah, I'm going to honor God, not just with my substance, because that's the beginning point, but with everything. With all that I am, with all my faults with it as well, you know, because God is perfecting us. We're going from faith to faith, we're going from glory to glory. We're growing up into Christ. We're not there yet. There's going to be things that we see in each other that we don't like, maybe. We're not to know each other after the flesh. God says we don't look at the flesh in one another. Each one of you are so very important to God. You are a member in particular that makes up that whole body. And when we're all walking and functioning the way God wants us to do, as we're all submitted to Him individually, then great things will happen, great increase will come. And, you know, God wants us to be prosperous. And the prosperity starts in the heart, in the mind, in the richness of our thoughts and in our emotions. You know, as we move with God, we start to get healed of different things that hindered us in the past. It's called the renewing of the mind. You know, we're changing our thinking, we're changing and breaking old habit patterns, old programming that we've learned since we've been born. All the things that we learned from this world. You know, we're seeing there's a different side, there's a higher stage, there's a higher level of living. And the higher level of living is living from the right hand of the Heavenly Father, where we can see things. We're seeing over what's in the senses realm. As we just humble ourselves, there's things that we think we understand in the scripture that we may not actually understand. Like, that's happened to me so many times in my walk. But I know one thing, we may not be perfect. All of us are not perfect in the way that we do things, but we can be faithful in what we do understand. And God wants us to be faithful in those things that we know that is right, that we know that works for us and works for other people. And we can encourage one another with these things. So the whole purpose of this fellowship is to bring edification. Like Kim was mentioning earlier on, we all have the ministry of edification. And we're to build, edification is to build one another up. If we got words that criticize and condemn and complain, we're going to tear one another down. We're not really building people up. So we've all got the ministry of reconciling, like Amber was saying, that we are to reconcile men and women back to God. The way we do that is through our speech, through our preaching of the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. And this gospel is the power of God. And God's calling card is signs, miracles, and wonders. And they follow those that believe the words that we declare. Like Peter and John, someone mentioned, Jason I think, on the way to the temple. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And then they just took him by the hand and bang, up he got. Everything becomes strengthened. So as they moved, as they declared, and as they acted, then the power of God went to work. So we're all to encourage one another. And so this testimony from Peter really blesses me, because it shows me that he listened to what we shared. And it shows me that he's practicing it with an expectation. Because we can hear, but sometimes our own understanding can trip us up. We might know a scripture, and then someone comes along and says something a bit more on it, and we don't see it that way. So our own understanding or our own tradition can trip us up. So that's why it's so important that we're humble before God, not before men. We're humble to receive the words of life that are being spoken. We receive them and we take them to God. And Father, you show me what this means. You show, is this right what Lawrence is saying? Is he teaching me sound doctrine? Or is he leading me up the garden path? And the only way you'll know is not through just studying. It's through putting it to practice. Put it into application. So whatever area that you have need, then practice in that area the things that God would have you do. So in the area of your finances, God says, you honor. And you give where you're being fed. If it's healing, then you know who you are in Christ. You know what God's accomplished through that. And you know that through your declaration, I am healed. No matter what your circumstances say, you declare, I am healed. By his stripes, I've been completely set free. My emotional state is healed. Jesus Christ paid the price for that too. When you read through Isaiah 53, we see that in every category of our life and living, Jesus Christ paid the penalty and price so that we can freely live. And he was rich and became poor so that we could become rich in heart, in mind, in understanding. And then as we apply God's principles in the physical, material things that we need to live and to be a blessing, to help, to encourage others, those that are in lack, we can help, we can lend, we can give. God wants us to be in this position. But it's as we discipline ourselves in our own walk, seeking the Father's heart. Father, I really want to see the manifestation of these blessings in my life. I want to bring glory to you by manifesting them in my life. And that I can really then serve others by giving them instruction. This is what you do. If you just do this, you're going to be blessed. You know, when Jesus Christ said to the man that had the withered hand, Jesus Christ had to give him an instruction, which was, stretch forth thine hand. He spoke words before that, and he said, stretch forth thy hand, and the guy did. As he did, the strength come, the energy come. So it's as we do that God's manifestation of the blessings begin to manifest. So like sowing seed. You know, the world says, if you want to have more, then you've got to save up. But God says, if you want to have more, you've got to give. There's got to be a release. Like we receive the word, we retain the word, and we release the word. Otherwise, we just become bound with knowledge. So there's a balance, and God is the God of balance. He likes a just weight. So we receive this word, and then we retain it with what? Conviction. I'm going to do this. I'm going to apply this with the help of God and with Him working in me. I'm going to do these things that God is showing me to do. And I am expecting a result because God says it in the scriptures. It's there. I know to do it. I'm taking this to myself. And I believe it with all my heart. So therefore, I do. I believe, therefore I speak. What you believe in your heart will show in from your mouth and will also be shown in your actions. So you can tell where people are in their walk with God. And we can tell it. And the reason why we can tell it is so that we can help that person. So when they come, then you can, okay, if you do this, if you do this, and if they receive that word from you with meekness, without looking at you, not thinking that I don't think I'm better than anyone else on it. Listen, my desire, since I've been born again, is to really live unto God, to see people come from darkness light. It's always been my desire. I've been running a fellowship since I was 20 years old, and I've been doing it to the best of my understanding. And I've always had a desire to share with people, to listen to people, to help people. And I understand this walk isn't an easy one at times, especially when you're dealing with other people. Because you need people on the same wavelength, on the same frequency. How do we get on the same level? It's through the sound doctrine. It's through the words from God. And then when we do that, so now in that area, when I first began to share with Peter about giving, he knows what I'm saying was true, right? You could see, because it's working for you. Why? Not because I said it, because God said it and you put it to work for you. And it's the same with every area. You know, when God says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, you know, transformed, transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's acceptable and perfect will of God for us to honor God with our substance. And it's with great benefit, like getting blessed, like having a debt wiped out. I've had many debts wiped out. So God will clean our slate for us in every category of life and living. We don't let our circumstances define us. You know, well, I come from this family, and I come from this country, so this defines me as a person who I am. I do things this way because of my culture. You know, God should be the thing that defines who we are. See, if someone asks me who I am, I don't just say, well, I'm Lawrence. That's my name. But who I am is a son of God, with the Spirit of God dwelling richly in me, with the Spirit of God energized in me, and with God working in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So I've got my transmitter lined up with God, so I can receive from God. Because from my own self, there's no good thing, but from Him are all good things. And everything from God, from the Father of lights, is good. And it's peaceable, and it's easy to be entreated. 2 Corinthians just come to my mind, so we'll go there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So even though we're in this world, we are not of this world. We live in it, but we're not of it, because now we got the Spirit of God dwelling in us. We're born from above, like I shared before. We are sons of God. We are sons of light. And we shine as lights when we live this thing, when we speak the words from God, when we're orientated ourselves unto God, when we've decided to lay aside our own thoughts, our own ideas, our own religion, our own tradition, and we go to the fountain of living water, the Heavenly Father. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That's where we put our faith, in the eternal, in the things which are not seen. That's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Anything that you see in this world is subject to change. Everything in this world is subject to change. So when you come under the authority of God, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing how you receive from God is by faith, then you can change your circumstances with God. You can change your financial position with God. You can change your health position with God. You can start walking in authority with God, as you're, you know, led by God, as you're looking to Him, as you dwell upon these wonderful truths, while we look not at the things which are seen. If you're going by your eyesight, oh, this is a beautiful church over here, it's got all the wonderful things in it. That's going by sight. But we walk by the Spirit. What are the hearts of the people? What is the doctrine they're speaking? Are they encouraging God's people to go to God and to move and be led by God to preach the gospel concerning Jesus Christ? Because we can get lost in meetings. You know, Monday fellowship, Tuesday fellowship, Wednesday fellowship, Thursday fellowship. Fellowship's great. You know, we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. But God says, listen, I've given you my Spirit. My Spirit dwells in you richly. Now go forth and preach the word. I'm working with you. I'll open the doors for you. I'll tell you where to speak. Peter and John, on the way to the temple, they didn't plan on speaking to the man sat at the gate. But they were led. God showed them. God led them to a jackpot situation. Because this guy got healed and 5,000 were added to the church. It was like another day of Pentecost. And God's got a day of Pentecost for each one of us type of thing. You know, where there's going to be, just through one act, one person, one situation where we speak and do what God says in obedience, because we're being led by God and we're tuned into the voice of God. When we do exactly what He says, that is going to lead to great outreach. It's going to lead to one person turning on fire and their whole house, their whole household, the family of that, you know, just turn to God. And God's going to do that. Because I'm telling you, the darker it gets in this world, the brighter we will shine. There's so many people that are sick, that are dying, that are crushed, that are lost. And you are the solution. Because God's given you the Spirit. We're the ones to go. We're the sent ones. Every one of us is a sent one. And you got to say to God, okay, count me in. Put me in the lineup. I'm a volunteer. You know, like you get these volunteers and they go and work for someone. Okay, we need some more security. Have we got any volunteers? So these volunteers will come and then they train them up. But God will give you on the job training as you're led. What's your desire? Are you on fire? Every day you can be on fire. Even in this whole situation that's been going on lately. It's so easy to become down and depressed and oppressed. But we're not. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. All we've got to do is just tune in to God and receive the words that are being given that are life. And these things that if you put it to practice with a humble heart to God, okay, God, show me. I haven't really done this with heart, maybe. Yeah, I've done this and I've practiced that, but I'm not seeing the results. And I want the results that you want for me, God. So, again, we don't look at the things that we see, but we look at the things that we don't see. That's where God wants us to set our affections on things above. God wants us to remember that you are righteous. In other words, you are right, you're right before the Father right now. You're free from the law and sin and death. You are mighty sons of God with power. And you have the words of life dwelling in your heart. And God will give you perfect words for the perfect situation to bring His deliverance and to bring His light. So let's really go to God with desire. Father, set me on fire. I know all about it. I've learned many things, God. But now I really want to see a manifestation and demonstration of your Spirit where people are getting up from the dead. Like Danny said, he has that desire in him. And I know when Kinstab died, he went over there and he wanted to raise him from the dead. He was in there. He was ministering. He really had a passion for it. And so he began. And so God will fulfill that desire in him. That will happen for him. It will 100% happen for him. You know, he ministered to a young man that was born mute, couldn't speak, dumb. And God opened his mouth. See, God needs you. His Spirit is in you. Just like we got the electric going to the plug, we switch the light switch on and it works. So when we open our mouth and minister, people can be delivered. So God is raising us up to really be his lights in this world. And when we begin to be focused and we receive his words with meekness and we make up our mind, I'm going to do this. When I made up my mind, I'm going to do what I'm encouraged. Even though I've been in the Word many years, I've just done what God showed me to do. You connect here and do exactly what you're encouraged. And that's what I've done, and the blessings are there. And God will do this for each and every one of us. No one is better than anyone else. It's all about where our commitments are, our focuses, and our driving passion to really want to move for God. And I really want to move from God, just like the first day I got born again. And it hasn't never changed. There have been up and day, down days. You know, life happens. But God has shown me how to navigate through that, this life, by keeping constant with him. And he keeps us constantly abiding as we desire to. Father, keep me strong. Keep me humble. Keep me focused. Keep me bold. Keep me practicing. Father, provide the things that I need so I can do what you want me to do. Give me the energy every day. Give me the deliverance I need. Give me the words to speak to others. Here I am, Lord. Send me. I'm ready to go. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been around. You can still do the same works as Jesus Christ, whether you're 3 or 103. Guys, let's get fired up. Let's stay on fire every day. And the way we do that is praying to God, speaking in tongues. Amy Battle said it really great. Pray, pray, pray. Staying connected to God, staying connected with one another, not looking at the faults. We've all got faults. We've all got them. But we don't look on that. We look on the Christ in each and every one, the great potential in you. You have this treasure in your earthen vessel, the Holy Spirit. Christ in you, the hope of glory, is Christ in you. Now let Christ live through you as we shore up our hearts and minds before him and take a stand in this day and time bigger than you ever done. Here I am, Lord, send me, give me your work to do. I will go for you. I will speak. I will do whatever it takes. I'm willing. I lay my life down for you. That's what God's looking for. Let's be the shakers and movers that we really are. Because we've got the Spirit of God in us. That's why we're the shakers and movers, right? You've just got to tune in. Tune in to God. Tune in to who we really are. Elijah and Moses. These guys, they didn't have the Spirit. They had it on a condition. We got it without measure. So we can really move in power. So this is my desire and my heart is to encourage people these things. To just speak what God puts in my heart. And to, you know, share what I'm doing. That's my desire every day. I don't get sidetracked so easily. I've got a one-track mind. And it's not on women. It's on God. And it's on moving his word. And it's on seeing people delivered and coming from darkness to light. That's my one-track mind. It's focus. And so, like, let's not be lukewarm. Hot or cold. God said, be hot or cold. So we decide that, and then God energizes us. So that's what I wanted to share.